ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 3, Text 6. Krishna is the source of all the incarnations. Sa eva pratamam deva kaumaram sargam ashritaha chachara duscharam brahma Brahmacharyam akanditam sa eva pratamam deva komaram sargam ashritaha chachara duscharam brahma Brahmacharyam akanditam sa eva pramatam deva kumaram sargam ashitaha chachara duscharam vama brahmacharyam akanditam sa eva pratamam deva Kumaram sargam ashitaha chachara duscharam brahma brahmacharyam akanditam. Sa eva pratamam deva kumaram sargam ashitaha chachara duscharam brahma brahmacharyam akanditam sa eva pratamam deva kumaram sargam ashritaha chachara duscharam brahma Brahmacharyam akanditam sa eva pratamam deva kumaram sargam ashritaha chacharam duscharam brahma Brahmacharyam akanditam sa eva pratamam devam kumaram sargam ashritaha chachara duscharam brahma brahmacharyam akanditaha. Matajis, sa eva pratamam deva kumaram sargam ashritaha chachara duscharam brahma brahmacharyam akanditam. Sa, that, eva, certainly, pratamam, first, deva, supreme lord, kumaram, name the kumaras, unmarried, Sargam, creation, Ashritaha, under, Chachara, performed, Duscharam, very difficult to do, Brahma, in the order of Brahman, Brahmacharyam, under discipline to realize the absolute Brahman. Akanditam, unbroken. translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. First of all, in the beginning of creation, there were the four unmarried sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, who, being situated in a vow of celibacy, underwent severe austerities for realization of the absolute truth. Purport. The creation of the material world is effected, maintained, and then again annihilated at certain intervals. So there are different names of the creations in terms of the particular types of Brahma, the father of the living beings in the creation. The Kumaras, as above mentioned, appeared in the Komara creation of the material world. And to teach us the process of Brahman realization, they underwent a severe type of disciplinary action as bachelors. These Kumaras are empowered incarnations, and before executing the severe types of disciplinary actions, all of them became qualified Brahmanas. This example suggests that one must first acquire the qualifications of a Brahmana, not simply by birth, but also by quality, and then one can undergo the process of Brahman realization. Sa eva patamam deva kumaram sargamashrita tachara duscharam brahma brahmacharya makanditam. First of all, in the beginning of creation, there were the four unmarried sons of Brahma, the Kumaras, who, being situated in a vow of celibacy, underwent severe austerities for realization of the absolute truth. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmiritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, the understanding of performing austerity and penance is given in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Not that one can be born into spiritual advancement, but one has to gain that spiritual advancement through severe austerities and penance. Of course, we know that it isn't austerity and penance alone, that Krishna being pleased by our austerity and penance gives us the opportunity to advance in devotional life, just like we are performing the Kartika Vrata, the fourth month of the Chaturmasya season. Chaturmasya means there are 4 months of the rainy season in India, not so much in Los Angeles, the rainy season. We pray that happens any time, but usually no rain. In India, 4 months of the rainy season, the saintly persons, they stay in one place. So instead of traveling, they stay secure, and during that time, they perform great penances and austerities. In the fourth month, which is the Damodar Vrata, the month of Damodar, they perform even more severe austerities. We, these days, in the 4 months of the rainy season, Srila Prabhupada has outlined for us, first, we don't eat green leafy vegetables. The second month, we don't eat yogurt. Third month, we don't eat milk. And now in the fourth month, no urd dal. Of course, no meat, fish, and eggs. And no urd dal. You may say, hey, that's easy. Means no idli, no dosa. Unless you make it with something else, I don't know. But generally with urd dal. No idli, no dosa for 1 month. I just read that last night. So, but the great sages, in the 4 months of the rainy season, they perform severe austerities and penance. actually in the fourth month of Damodar. For 4 months, they would practice the austerities. At the end of Chaturmasya begins the Katyayani Vrata. And the Katyayani Vrata goes on for another month, right at the end of the Damodar Vrata. The Katyayani Vrata is the gopis, young gopis, were worshipping Mother Katyayani, Durga, to get Krishna as their husband. So for 30 days they were performing themselves great austerities and penances. They would eat once a day, every 24 hours. They would eat havishan, is rice and mung beans boiled together with no salt, no pepper, no turmeric, no cumin, no asafoetida, nothing. Rice and mung bean boiled, finished. Eat once in a day. And then they would go bathing. Of course, we know the transcendental story. When they would bathe, one time Krishna knew they were bathing. They were always worshiping Katyayani to get Krishna as their husband. They wanted to be married to Krishna. So in the last day of Katyayani Vrata, the gopis went, after performing their austerities, to bathe in the waters. I guess it was the Jamuna. And there, Krishna appeared in the trees and stole the garments from the gopis. I always thought, I think I've mentioned before, as I was trained from a young boy, that God is an old man in heaven with a beard and a cane, and he's mean and ornery, and and he punishes everyone. Step out of line, you are in trouble. My mother would tell me, anytime I'd step on a nail, scrape my elbow, bump my head, just see how God has punished you. So I knew it wasn't me being clumsy. God is punishing me constantly. Because you break your elbow when you're little, you get hit in the head, you fall out of a tree, everyone. God is punishing you according to that tradition. So when I heard and read that, not really, that's not God, that's material nature. As it says on the cover, back cover of the Laws of Nature, the kicking, slapping that's given to the living entity is not done by God. It's done by the modes of material nature under God's direction. But when I heard that Krishna is a youth in a tree stealing garments of the gopis while they're bathing, unclothed, and making them come out one at a time to beg for their garments back, and then making them offer obeisances with their arms folded at their head, I thought, that's the kind of God I believe in. Of course, it shouldn't be taken mundanely. Krishna is transcendental. There's no lust involved, as in our case. This is completely on the transcendental platform. But what a beautiful conception. The reality of who is God, what is he doing, what is his pastime. I was amazed. I read that. I knew this is my religion. I'm no longer part of the old man in heaven with the punishment. I'm part of the guy in the tree who steals the garments of the gopis. Makes a lot more sense to me. So Krishna, on the last day of the Katyayani Vrata, he gave the gopis their wish. He made them, he took their garments. They were freezing in the water. They were hiding from Krishna because in Vedic culture, there's a ghat for the women, there's a ghat for the men. The men don't go to the bathing ghat of the ladies don't go to the bathing ghat of the men. Unlike our modern society, we went to Rainbow Festival. As soon as we got there, everybody's bathing together, unclothed. And the group of devotees we went with were very conservative devotees. I remember Sadhvi and Madhuhar screaming out, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Because they were trying to keep focused on Lord Krishna. So Krishna himself, he was up in the tree because he knew the desire of the gopis. He's transcendental, divyam. And he made the gopis, he told the gopis, you're not going to get out of the water until you come out one at a time and beg for your clothing. And then I'll give them to you. They said, okay, we're going to tell King Kamsa, you are in so much trouble, young Krishna. We're going to King Kamsa. And Krishna was like, go to King Kamsa. I'm not afraid of King Kamsa. You can't scare me with that. So the gopis went deeper in the water up to the neck to hide themselves. Such a transcendental pastime. Because they were very chaste. In Vedic culture, a woman cannot be seen naked by anyone but her husband. If she's seen by anyone, he becomes her husband. So they were very chaste. And proper. We met one gentleman in the Houston airport some years ago. He was a cowboy. True story. I was on Sankirtan in Houston International. He had a big cowboy belt, big cowboy hat, tall cowboy. I said, where are you heading to, good buddy? He said, I'm going to Bombay. I said, no kidding. I've been over there several times, 5 times. He said, oh, yeah, what are the women like over there? I said, but it's not like that. In India, they're taught to be chaste. He said, well, that's all right. I don't mind chasing them. That's a true story. The chasing them, chaste and chasing. Okay. So the chastity of the gopis was so great that Krishna transcendentally forced them. I only give you your clothes back. You're shivering in the water. You come out one at a time. So they came. And they had to. He also made them offer their obeisances. Put their folded palms. Because when they first came out, they tried to cover themselves in their chastity. But Krishna said, no, you've committed offenses. You have to do pranams. You have to hold your hands up by your head. So they did. Krishna gave them their clothing and they became Krishna's wives. So this Katyayani Vrata, during the Chaturmasya season, the saintly people would follow this Vrata. Only eat once in a day this Havishan, rice and mung, and actually strictly following means hands behind the back and in a kneeling like pranams. And as soon as you get out of that, if you know what I'm saying, you, like Bhrigupati's doing, give the get the camera on Bhrigupati. And when you come up, you're finished. That's it for the day. Now in that position, someone who's not used to that position, you get cramps sometimes. And if you come up from the cramp, oh my leg, straighten out, finished. No more Havishan for you till tomorrow, 24 hours. This is Chaturmasya Vrata. Can you imagine? And in the fourth month, the Vedic literatures give description. One eats the first day, today, of Kartik, 15 bites of Havishan. The second day, 14, 13, 12, 11. The 15th day of Kartik, no bites. 16th day, one bite, two bite, three bite. Great austerity and penance. All to please Krishna. Not so that we become some kind of mystic or make some kind of, but to please Krishna. Samsarir haritosanam. Rishab told his sons, don't just try for sense gratification, which is available. Nayam deha deho bhajandri loke kastan karman arhate vidbhujamye. Available to the Bhedavujami, to the stool eater, the hog and dog. Tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyed yasman brahmasokyam tonantam. But perform divine austerities that are meant to purify one's existence and which continue eternally, forever. Tapo divyam putrakayena sadyam sudyat yasmat brahmasokyam tvanantam. This is the life of spirituality. Not that one performs some prayer or perform some deed so they can get some result. What do they call these days? Sometimes the Christian preachers or any type of preacher, they call abundance preaching or abundance worship. That if you worship, you'll get abundance. If you worship the Lord, He will give you everything. We don't preach that. We preach something a little bit different. If you worship the Lord, He'll take away everything. He is known as Hari, He who takes away. Krishna, in His first installation of mercy, takes away everything from the devotee. He takes your money. He takes your girlfriend, boyfriend. He takes your... This is Krishna consciousness. Everyone's experience. You become Brahman, everything's taken away. You've got nothing. Your false ego gets taken away. I think every devotee experienced when they got Brahman initiation, the next day they had nothing but Krishna. Krishna arranges. He takes away everything. But just like our Srila Prabhupada, Krishna's second installation of mercy, Bhagavatam says, and Srila Prabhupada exhibited, He gives the devotee everything to use in Krishna's service. When He knows how to use it properly, He gives back the devotee everything. Not that you go to the church in Houston and you immediately become full of abundant life. They were at the church in Houston, and it was flooding, and people were homeless. They lost everything. Pray to God, and God will give you everything. Life will be abundant. And they were suffering. They couldn't even, they didn't even have somewhere to go to the bathroom, as they say in my country. We won't give the exact example. And the preacher is praying. Pray to God. He'll give you everything. And people are coming. We have no place to stay. We're homeless. And the church locked the doors. Well, you can't come here. We're too abundant for you. They locked the doors to the suffering people and left them on the streets of Houston. Our Krishna consciousness is not like that. Devotee, as we heard, I think it was yesterday or maybe Sunday feast, Prabhupada said, devotee is paradukaduki. He sees the suffering of others, and that is his suffering. Our happiness is when we see others engaging in Krishna consciousness. And our suffering is when we see people are not, and when we see people suffering in this world and not being Krishna conscious. It isn't that our happiness is we get some abundance and we become happy, because that comes and goes. It's chapala sukha. And we don't teach people pray for abundance. I know there was one my mother had joined, I've said before, a religious group, and they were chanting mantras. It was a kind of a Buddhist group. And in that group, you chant the mantra from Japan. And you get anything you want. You can get a car. You can get a house. Just pray this mantra. They give you an altar. Everything. She was so advanced, she got the altar. They call Gahanza. I don't know what it means in Japan, but it's an altar. And I said, I know that philosophy, Mother. What are you praying for? She said, I'm praying that you leave Hare Krishna. I said, it doesn't seem to be working, does it? She said, no, I think I'm going to give it up. She was praying every day, not understanding what devotional service is. Get my son out of the Krishna conscious movement. He could be an accountant somewhere, a lawyer, make some money for crying out loud. But Krishna wouldn't allow it because our devotion is not like that. We're not praying for some material end. We're praying for devotional service. Oh, my Lord, oh, energy of the Lord, please engage me in your service. What a beautiful prayer. I've been serving this material energy for lifetime after lifetime. Now, please, let me just serve you. And the tapasya means tapasa brahmacharyena samenacha tamenacha chagena satya sochabhyam yamena niyamena va. The Vedic literature state, one should live a life of austerity and penance, not fall down. But that austerity and penance is not for some material gain. That austerity and penance is to please the Lord Hari. Hari Lilamrita Bachaha. Samsadir Hari Tosanam. To give pleasure to God. Because if God's pleased, we're pleased. We were here in Los Angeles. Prabhupada said, you give, it was 1974, you give the food to the stomach and automatically the fingers and all the parts of the body become nourished. So similarly, if you please Krishna, if we please Krishna, our source, then we become satisfied. Otherwise, we may try to become satisfied by trying this, by doing that external thing. Prabhupada gave the example. You may try to eat something nice to become satisfied. One sweet ball, oh, very nice. Two sweet balls, my goodness. Three sweet balls, unbelievable. Four, five, six, enough. Finished. sense gratification in this material world has a beginning and an end. Bhagavad Gita tells us. Therefore, those who are seeking after spiritual knowledge, they engage in divine austerities meant to please the self, yayatma supersedati, meant to please the supreme self, and then we become satisfied. If Krishna is pleased, we become very satisfied. But if Krishna is displeased and we try to satisfy ourselves, we'll never become happy. So this month of Kartik, as this verse is pointing out, to come to the level even of Brahman realization, to come to the first stage, one must perform austerities and penances. For us, during this month of Kartik, I don't know anyone in here, but maybe you are, following the Chaturmasya Havishan. I can give you the formula if you want after class, but it's quite austere. Otherwise, we're performing devotional service. We're offering the candles and chanting the beautiful prayer to Lord Damodar, his mother tried to tie with a rope, but would never have enough rope. Such amazing pastimes, such a wonderful understanding of who is God. You study other philosophies, religions, what to speak of impersonalism. You don't get to understand who is God. God is a light, is not very personable. There's not a lot of activities for a light. I don't know many lights that have pastimes. Maybe someone has a pastime with the light. I've never had so much pastime with lights. Maybe when they go out. But that's called darkness. When the electricity goes out in Los Angeles, or that's our pastime. But with Krishna, so many awesome pastimes. He's a person. He's a personality. And everything is there. We were at one Vedanta Kirtan. They asked us to have Kirtan at their center just 10 days ago. Someone came up to me who was involved in our beautiful new movie that will be playing from the 5th to the 15th downtown at a music festival, competing with 200 other independent films for Independent Film of the Year here in Los Angeles. Tickets are very inexpensive. You can come and see me. Actually, I'm not selling, but I can give you the website. I think they're only $30 per day. Or if you want to go to the whole 10-day festival, just $250. Think Savas will arrange with Mayapur. Or wait till he goes out of town and approach Mayapur. So this person who was involved in the movie said, well, there was a big mistake done. I said, oh, what was the mistake? What went wrong? He said, well, they named the movie Hare Krishna. And I was like, well, what's wrong with that? And he said that nobody's going to come see a movie called Hare Krishna. I said, but the thing is, once the movie starts, it's pretty much all about Hare Krishna. You can't get away from Prabhupada being Hare Krishna. That he is the modern face of Hare Krishna. He said, but just like other organizations, they called their movie Awake. I said, but what would happen if they come, you call it Toys in Everland, I don't know, something amazingly brilliant, and they come, and it's Hare Krishna. Then what? Then they'll feel tricked. He said, well, it was a terrible idea, God, Hare Krishna. Of course, he's not really a devotee. He was never part of this society. But I was amazed that why we want to cover something up. We're Hare Krishnas. Of course, we're not supposed to be proud of anything. Devotee is prideless, but we're proud to be servants of Srila Prabhupada. We're proud to be Hare Krishnas. I'm proud to be a Hare Krishna. Don't they have a song like that? Something like that. And we want to represent Krishna. We have nothing to hide. We have nothing to fear. The philosophy is very beautiful. People can learn from it and gain so much in their life. Become devotees of Krishna. Perfect their lives. Of course, if you have some means to bring them to that ultimate perfection, nice. But calling it something different or making some trick is not necessary. Prabhupada didn't make any trick. His trick was chanting the Maha Mantra. We heard a few days ago that Srila Prabhupada, they asked him, what is your... That's another story. They asked Srila Prabhupada that... What is your mystic power? One time Prabhupada said, because I can sit in a room full of naked women and not be distracted, not be attracted, and you cannot. But at another time, Srila Prabhupada said that we have made so many, at the time, hippies, happies, by chanting Hare Krishna. We have converted so many people to Krishna consciousness. So this is our business. This will make Krishna happy. This will make our guru happy. And we become satisfied if Krishna is satisfied. Even the austerity is just telling people little about Krishna, worshiping the deity. That is great austerity in this month of Damodar, and we be on the path of Brahman and Krishna realization. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga.
You said during the time of the Gopi.